Our research topic, Rewriting Reconstruction, focuses on unveiling and discovering ties among us historically belittled but renowned figures, especially those linked to the African American Foundation. I'm a social work major at Ross College. I first heard about this research topic in my freshman year Composition 1 class. I was highly fascinated by the outstanding bravery the missionaries and civil rights activists portrayed in the lives of both enslaved and freedmen. Bearing in mind, they risked their lives fighting for basic rights of the African Americans.
I am a sophomore at Rust College. I first heard of this research topic in my freshman year. I took an interest in it because certain figures portray selfless qualities that I feel our current leaders need to readopt for the betterment of our community and nation as a whole.
This research tries to elaborate on some of life works of these individuals and how their achievements during this Reconstruction era might have led to current states of events in the African American community.
Our research group came to realize a string of interconnected, radical individuals who sought out to educate and to elevate the freedmen of the South during the Reconstruction period. Amongst the institutions which benefited from this circle of individuals is Rust College, hence our title, The Blue Circle Podcast. Dear listener, what is the Reconstruction period? From the most basic point of understanding, the Reconstruction era was the period after the American Civil War from 1865 to 1877, during which the United States grappled with challenges ranging from reintegrating the then Confederate States back into the Union, all the way to determining the legal status of freed African Americans. Consequently, several institutions were being set up to aid in transforming the lives of freed colored men. Active groups were majorly the missionary organizations like the Protestant denomination, American Missionary Association, and the Methodist Church, all whom sent their freed agents to assist in the process.
This letter dated 2nd June 1869, for instance, is directed to Reverend Edwin Smith as an update of the missionary work from Miss Emily Gill, an agent of American Missionary Association. It is worth noting Miss Emily Gill was a spouse of Nelson Gill. Mr. Nelson Gill was a retired officer, a co-founder of the Asbury Methodist Church in Holly Springs in 1866, and by then a white leader of the Radical Republicans of Holly Springs. In the early 1860s, this man received several death threats from the rebel mobs, spanning worries to his affiliated institutions such as schools and churches. His wife, Miss Emily Gill, even wrote to the Freedmen Bureau asking for help and protection for the peoples against the bloodthirsty KKK Ku Klux Klan. However, in 1869, this letter is sent stating of her success in establishing a new school, the Langston School. This school not only brought joy to the freedmen, but also unified them with the educated whites of Holly Springs in the May Day event. In another letter dated June 14, 1869, she writes to Reverend Edwin Smith, informing him of the difficulties she's experiencing in gaining the help and cooperation of Reverend McDonald's of the Methodist Church. She further explains, prior to establishing the school, Langston School, her efforts to rent a room to educate the freedmen was denied on grounds that no colored school was to be established.
The receiver, Reverend Edwin Pamela Smith, was recruited by the American Missionary Association as the general field agent to aid in founding of schools for freedmen in the South. During this period, he founded the Fisk School, currently Fisk University, in 1866. From his exemplary services, President Ulysses Grant appointed him the U.S. Commissioner of Indian Affairs in 1873, and regardless of corruption's allegation, he continued to serve. Our institution, Rust College, was named after Reverend Dr. Richard Rust. But do you ever wonder how his close association with the African American community contributed to the establishment of Rust College. Dr. Richard Rust was born in 1815 in Ipswich, Massachusetts, to descendants of English settlers. Though he became an orphan by the age of 9, his strong will and hard work enabled him to get an education. It was during the struggle for education that he met George Thompson, an anti-slavery leader from England, during his lecture in Phillips Academy. It was after this that Dr. Rust began his anti-slavery activities that he persistently held on to, even after being expelled from school with two other students for organizing an anti-slavery group on campus. When he joined the Wesleyan University, he dedicated his life around anti-slavery missions, earning money giving anti-slavery lectures, to the point where he later authored the book Freedom Gift or Sentiments of the Free, which contained quotes from other anti-slavery writers. After graduating in 1841, Dr. Rust became a member of the Methodist Church of New England Conference, where he was known for his powerful preachings and Christian publications of sermons.
Dr. Rust decided to move to Holly Springs in 1867, where he met a new friend, Reverend J.M. Walden. Walden had tried to take Rust's institution to the next level, but due to hostility from white extremists and overwhelming poverty among the freedmen, he instead conducted a school in Asbury Church in Holly Springs, an act considered very mystical. However, when he joined hands with Dr. Rust, Albert McDonald's, and Moses Adams, they were able to erect the first building that formed the basis of Rust College. Success seemed to be the routine for Mr. Rust, as he tackled each challenge as a team player, and it is no coincidence that he became the secretary to the Freeman Aid Society. With this position, much of the African American community were yet to see a drastic change in the institutionalization of the society. He was able to reach out together with his colleagues and mobilize funds for various African American institutions. And from this, the Freedmen's Aid Society was able to rush to the aid in reconstruction of Rust College buildings in the two instances where the buildings caught fire. Dr. Rust somehow, from his choice of friends, surrounding himself with individuals who intended on helping general society to grow. Miss Mary Eddy, a founder of the Church of Christ, Scientist, was a religious figure who closely worked with Dr. Rust in helping infants of both freedmen and disadvantaged whites while spreading the gospel of Christ.
It comes as no surprise that he is mentioned a close friend of Levi Coffin, who was a publicly known radical figure and self-proclaimed president of the Underground Railroad. Such men firmly stood for what they believed to be humane and socially justifiable in their hearts, even though they were harshly condemned and criticized by their own people. However, the modern day America is largely full of gratitude that such men were members of this country, for they contributed to its greatness. This marks the end of our podcast, and our reference material was sourced from Rust College Leontine Price Archives in Holly Springs, Mississippi, Tulane University Archives, New Orleans, Louisiana, Marshall County Museum in Holly Springs, Mississippi, and archived online copies of minutes from annual meetings of the Freedmen's Aid Society. Once again,
Irene Jenga,
Quentin Anan,
thank you.